Nothing is more important than getting a good night's sleep, and when you don't get the rest you need, your whole day is thrown off. That's why it's so important to choose the right mattress. Sleeping on a Purple mattress is truly a unique experience, because Purple mattresses are made with a GelFlex grid. The GelFlex grid is an innovative material that moves with your body to relieve pressure in areas like knees and hips, and support in others, like your back. It feels soft where you want it and supports where you need it. Purple mattresses instantly adapt when you move. You don't sink in and get stuck like with memory foam. And thanks to over 1,400 air chambers in the GelFlex grid, you will sleep cooler on a Purple mattress. Purple has a wide variety of mattresses, from the original Purple mattress to the Restore Hybrid Collection that combines GelFlex grid with coils, and the Rejuvenate Luxe Collection, the height of luxury, with over 112,000 five-star reviews to prove it. Visit purple.com to find the perfect Purple for you and enter code PODCAST10 to get 10% off.
Oh, such a clutch off-season pickup, Dave.
I know, right? I was worried we'd bring back the same team.
Oh, no, I meant those blackout motorized shades. MVP of the room.
And a minimal salary cap hit. Blinds.com made it crazy affordable to replace our old blinds.
Hard to install?
No, it's easy. Even you could do it.
Nice.
I installed these and then got some for my mom, too.
What, you fly across the country to do the install?
Nope. Blinds.com can do it all. All she had to do was pick what she wanted. She talked to a design consultant for free and scheduled a professional measure and install.
Look at you, Hall of Fame son.
Oh, I just picked the winning team. They're the number one online retailer of custom window coverings in the world.
Oh, Blinds.com is the GOAT.
The GOAT.
Go to Blinds.com for up to 40% off and a 100% satisfaction guarantee. Go right now for up to 40% off at Blinds.com. Blinds.com. Rules and restrictions may apply.
From the mind of a 2-foot-tall talking spokes puppet comes this year's biggest challenge. It's time for Bob's Dare to Compare, the hottest game show on TV that asks, what happens when you compare Bob's to the competition? You get style. You get quality. You get beeps and boops and dings and whomps. And thousands of dollars in savings. Everyone's a winner when you dare to compare with Bob's Discount Furniture. Shop in store or at mybobs.com to play now.
Somebody brings up a funny text on the text line. Why does the national broadcasters always mispronounce Karlaftis? They kept calling him, what was it like?
Karlaftis?
I think that's what like Tony and Jim were saying. It was like Karlaftis.
Why does
what?
Andy call him Pacheco?
Or they were calling him like Karlaftis or something like that. I'm like, eh, okay. Yeah, I don't know.
Why what's does up? So many people call him Salvador Perez?
Yeah, I've never understood that one. Perez and parody. I do want to get into this before we get to Vern here in about 10 minutes. Because, yes, there's a win today. The Chiefs are 2-0, but there is a few things of concern.
Mm-hmm. Number one being the Isaiah Pacheco injury.
Not good. There were reports yesterday that he left the stadium in a boot and he left on crutches. Mm-hmm. And then, of course, the doctors on Twitter come out and tell you where he was hurt, what it was, and what I saw from a couple of sources. I don't know how credible they can be, but from what I saw is that they said this injury could or could not need surgery, mm-hmm. and it also could or could not be lengthy. Mm-hmm. Could be anywhere from 2 to 7 weeks is what I saw.
Yeah, we'll know more this morning. I'm sure probably about now we're getting that MRI. Like, I don't think they were in there at 6 o'clock getting that MRI looked at. But, you know, Rashee Rice was injured yesterday. There was no concern from the people I talked to really about Rashee Rice yesterday, but there seemingly was a little bit of concern about Pacheco. He's a good running back, mm-hmm. but Andy Reid has done a great job over the years of finding running backs. Remember, Isaiah Pacheco is a 7th-round running back, right? Mm-hmm. They've done a great job with a 7th-round running back. They also won a Super Bowl with Spencer Ware and Charcandrick West running the football. Like, the Chiefs have always just kind of just, since Jamal Charles, have they really had like a quote-unquote great, unbelievable running back? Not really. They figured it out. And maybe you go out and you sign Jerick McKinnon today, right? Because he's still available. So maybe you go out and you get a guy like Jerick McKinnon to come in here for half a season or whatever you may need until you get Isaiah Pacheco back, if he's going to be out that long. But once we get the information of where he is, I'm not going to speculate. I'm not a Twitter doc or anything like that. I'm just kind of give you the information that I got. Maybe Isaiah Pacheco is out for a few weeks and you go get a guy like Jerick McKinnon, which wouldn't be the worst case in the world because he's familiar with the system and he's a pretty good football player, right? But this is, again, guys, you know, why you don't pay running backs. Look, we're 2 weeks into the NFL season. Christian McCaffrey hasn't sniffed the field and Isaiah Pacheco may be out for a little bit of a time. It's such a volatile position, but Andy and the Chiefs have done just an amazing job of winning with rando running backs. And again, we love Pacheco, but he was a seventh round running back.
Right. He's so good for this offense because he's your closer. He's the guy that you put in the fourth quarter that when you need to stop the clock and not stop the clock, but keep the clock going and stop the opposing team from getting on the field. He's just that guy that can absolutely just close the game out. And some people will say, like, from the 913, we ran the ball way too much yesterday. I don't think they ran it enough.
Same. Agreed.
Like, they came out on the first drive and absolutely murdered their defensive line with running the ball. And there was no issue with what's another concern with the left tackle. Then, the very next drive, they came out and threw it, and Patrick Mahomes threw that errant interception.
Right.
It was like, why did they not run the ball anymore? Like, what happened to the first drive?
I mean, that's 11 years now, Vandy. We know this is the way it's going to be. But again, they're doing things to see what's going to work for the postseason, too.
Yeah, and I can only imagine, I can't believe that we actually got a text that said they ran the ball too much. Like, I wish Kling was in this seat right now, just to see that text, which I'm sure he's listening, but to see somebody actually say we ran it too much is music to my ears, which is to the next concern. Suamataia did not have the greatest game.
He did not. No, they benched him. I mean, when you get benched in a game, you had a rough outing.
He had a couple of bad holding calls, which, look, I'd rather...
Trey Hendrickson is pretty good, though, right?
He's also a really good defensive end. Yeah, like, he's one of the best defensive ends in football. And I'm not trying to, like, you know, cover up what was a poo-poo start at left tackle.
But you're also talking about guy in start two in his career versus all-pro Trey Hendrickson, right?
And a couple of those defensive holdings were nice, because if he doesn't do that, that guy's going to absolutely smother Patrick Mahomes.
Oh, God, yes.
Take the penalty, protect the quarterback in that situation.
Yeah.
And then Wanya Morris came in, and what we thought was, even Derek Johnson, who joined us earlier, was like, I saw that illegal hand in the face. I was like, oh, no. You don't have very many plays for 4th and 16, except if you throw it deep and let them make the mistake, that's what can happen.
And they did. And who would have thought Wanya Morris would have more touchdowns than Travis Kelce already in the season, right? Did you have that on your bingo card? Yeah, wow. I mean, that was great. Yeah, I love the fat guy touchdown. Yesterday, that was so cool to see Wanya Morris score that touchdown. So that was a lot of fun. But, I mean, do they have an issue at left tackle? Maybe. I mean, we'll have to see how it moves forward. I like what Andy said after the game. He goes, look, we'll get together with this. Like, if you trust Andy with anything, it's offensive line, it's running backs, right? They seemingly have a way of figuring this thing out. But sometimes you do just have to tip your cap to the competition and go, this guy was a third round draft pick out of BYU playing in his second NFL game, and he's going up against Trey Hendrickson. That could have been his welcome to the NFL moment that every player, I think, ultimately has, except for Patrick Mahomes. When you get into the NFL, you have that, holy crap, I just got my ass beat.
I've got a little bit of an NBA comparison that I just thought of with this Kingsley kind of fiasco yesterday. Not saying Kingsley's Victor Wembanyama, but Victor Wembanyama allowed 100 points or 90 points to Joel Embiid this year, one-on-one. And Greg Popovich, one of the best coaches of all time, let him just get destroyed for the whole game, one-on-one. Yeah, yeah. Didn't give him double-team help, didn't try and switch, didn't go into his zone. Said, Victor, you're going to learn today what being in the NBA is like. And what did Victor Wembanyama do? He was second in defensive player of the year. He's going to win the next four awards. He's the best defender we've seen in the last decade. He learned a lot that day. He grew. I think that was another great coach yesterday, Andy Reid, saying, you know what, Kingsley? This is going to be tough. You're going to learn a lot today. You're going to get screwed. It's going to be a bad day. But we're going to get up the next day. We're going to learn. We're going to watch this film, and we're going to rep, and we're going to work on it.
I love that comparison.
I think that's my comparison there.
No, I love it. Absolutely brilliant. You're welcome. absolutely brilliant comparison, because I'll take it one step further. Not as good, but there was a time when Vin Mazzaro was giving up run after run after run. Remember that? Yeah. And Ned just left him out there. It's like, sorry, man, you got to figure it out. We ain't bailing your ass out of this one. So Vin Mazzaro gave up like 10, and they just left him out there, never to be heard from again. But I think you're right. There is that... Hey, man, you're here now, and this is the way it's going to be. Where are you going to learn more? Getting your ass beat by Trey Hendrickson, or standing on the sidelines watching somebody else try to block him? You know, you threw him right into the teeth. Mm-hmm. You threw him right into the fire. And you know what? Let's see if he's better because of it. And I would promise you, because it's Andy Reid and Andy Heck and this coaching staff, I bet you this kid's better because of it. And that's how you learn. You learn by making mistakes. You don't learn from having all kinds of successes and things coming easy. You learn by falling on your face. And boy, did he fall yesterday.
It was also a Carson Steele moment to learn who Andy Reid is. You fumble the ball, and guess who gets the ball right back?
Carson Steele every single time.
Fourth and one, third and one, even after a fumble.
Yep.
Go out there, kid, make up for it.
Well, and that's important, because you show that you still believe in those guys. Like, as much as I love Tommy Callahan for yelling about his quarterback making the same mistake twice, he made the same mistake twice, okay? He did it twice. You give somebody an opportunity after they make a mistake once. You don't write somebody off. And Andy Reid is brilliant at that. We've seen it with Kareem Hunt and guys over the years. They make a mistake, they go right back to him, and that shows that you have that faith and confidence in them. And I think that is so important in the NFL to show your guys that you have faith and confidence in them, because it would be very easy for Carson Steele and Kingsley Suamataia this morning to wake up and go, I suck. But Andy Reid's not going to allow him to do that. That's why he's such an impressive leader.
Any concern in the secondary?
Joshua Williams did not look great. It wasn't his best day. He's seen better tackling days.
Yeah, my buddy said there's a good topic for the show, big fan. And he said, do you think with the loss of L'Jarius Sneed, and I was like, wait a minute. He goes, let me finish. I said, no, go ahead. He said, with the loss of L'Jarius Sneed and Trent McDuffie now being cornerback number one, you've taken away that sort of, you know, blitzing corner that was Trent McDuffie getting the sacks on quarterbacks late.
What time of the game was this question asked?
This was about midway through the third quarter.
Okay.
And I was like, that's a good point. And he goes, and then of course, that's when, like, you know, I was texting you guys, like, biggest concern was defensive line and no
sack
pressure.
Strip.
And then
like literally
boom,
the
boom,
next
like
play.
Right after, I was like, I just took my phone. I was like, screw it. They're going to make fun of me. And, but it is true because like someone's, look, you're not going to replace L'Jarius Sneed. You're also not going to replace Trent McDuffie and his style of play. But we did see the Chimari Connors play come through. And then we talked to DJ earlier and he's like, there weren't a lot of blitzing because Joe Burrow can hurt you in that regard. We'll see what they do next week against Kirk Cousins, who can't handle the blitz, and we might see a completely different thing. But it is interesting to see who will be Spags' little, you know, blitzing corner, and it looks like maybe it could be Chimari Connor.
I mean, Chimari Connor, he's going to be my brioche of the week when we get to that coming up in the 9 o'clock hour, but that guy was fantastic yesterday. Two of the biggest plays so far this year in the NFL on defense, that blitz and then the fumble, scoop, and score. I mean, that was tremendous yesterday. I thought he had a really, really nice day yesterday. And look, guy, you're not going to have an immediate replacement for L'Jarius Sneed. Like, we expect things to be perfect all the time, and I could, you know, sense that from, you know, some friends and whatnot during the game. And, you know, everybody expects perfection with this team. They've given us that opportunity to expect perfection every time, and when it's not perfect, everybody's like, oh my God, what's going on? It's learning, it's figuring things out, and I bet you by the time we reach Thanksgiving, Dusty, maybe even before, we kind of have these roles defined and we know who's replacing L'Jarius Sneed.
A lot of reports coming out. Ian Rapoport just came out with the text line letting us know. Chief star running back Isaiah Pacheco, who left the stadium in a walking boot and crutches, fractured his fibula based on initial test sources say. More information coming to determine the severity of the associated damage, but Pacheco is set to miss real time.
Yeah, that sucks.
Ugh. Hate to see it.
Yeah. So, I mean, I would go out and just find Jerick McKinnon and see what he's doing right now and see if he can come in and be a player and part of this team. I mean, that's kind of the next step that you take. But again, Andy's always figured it out with running backs, man. It's been a position that they've never really heavily invested in, which I don't blame them.
Nothing is more important than getting a good night's sleep. And when you don't get the rest you need, your whole day is thrown off. That's why it's so important to choose the right mattress. Sleeping on a Purple mattress is truly a unique experience because Purple mattresses are made with a GelFlex grid. The GelFlex grid is an innovative material that moves with your body to relieve pressure in areas like knees and hips and support in others like your back. It feels soft where you want it and supports where you need it. Purple mattresses instantly adapt when you move. You don't sink in and get stuck like with memory foam. And thanks to over 1,400 air chambers in the GelFlex grid, you will sleep cooler on a Purple mattress. Purple has a wide variety of mattresses, from the original Purple mattress to the Restore Hybrid Collection that combines GelFlex grid with coils, and the Rejuvenate Luxe Collection, the height of luxury, with over 112,000 five-star reviews to prove it. Visit purple.com to find the perfect purple for you and enter code PODCAST10 to get 10% off.
Oh, such a clutch off-season pickup, Dave.
I know, right? I was worried we'd bring back the same team.
Oh, no, I meant those blackout motorized shades. MVP of the room.
And a minimal salary cap hit. Blinds.com made it crazy affordable to replace our old blinds.
Hard to install?
No, it's easy. Even you could do it.
Nice.
I installed these and then got some for my mom, too.
What, you fly across the country to do the install?
Nope. Blinds.com can do it all. All she had to do was pick what she wanted. She talked to a design consultant for free and scheduled a professional measure and install.
Look at you, Hall of Fame son.
Oh, I just picked the winning team. They're the number one online retailer of custom window coverings in the world.
Oh, Blinds.com is the GOAT.
The GOAT.
Go to Blinds.com for up to 40% off and a 100% satisfaction guarantee. Go right now for up to 40% off at Blinds.com. Blinds.com. Rules and restrictions may apply.
From the mind of a 2-foot-tall talking spokes puppet comes this year's biggest challenge. It's time for Bob's Dare to Compare, the hottest game show on TV that asks, what happens when you compare Bob's to the competition? You get style. You get quality. You get beeps and boops and dings and whomps. And thousands of dollars in savings. Everyone's a winner when you dare to compare with Bob's Discount Furniture. Shop in store or at mybobs.com to play now.
But they always seemingly figure it out.
Why does this room look amazing? What'd you change?
Oh, I just got these custom shades from Blinds.com. It's all online, so it's really easy. Great price, too.
Ugh, I remember shopping for Blinds. I waited around all day just to get a quote.
Hi, sorry I'm late. I know you said just the bedroom, but what do you feel about the
bathroom?
I feel
like I had to say yes, just to get rid of her.
All right, just go ahead and sign here and we'll get everything taken
care of. It took forever, and the worst part, hidden fees. How about you?
I chatted with my Blinds.com design consultant on my time, got free samples, and it was all super high quality at a great price. Plus, they make it easy to DIY or add installation like I did.
Blinds.com sounds way better.
Way better. And everything comes with their 100% satisfaction guarantee. Plus, check this out. I can control them from my phone.
Whoa, magic.
There's a better way. Shop Blinds.com for up to 40% off. Blinds.com. Rules and restrictions may apply.
From the mind of a 2-foot-tall talking spokes puppet comes this year's biggest challenge. It's time for Bob's Dare to Compare, the hottest game show on TV that asks, what happens when you compare Bob's to the competition? You get style. You get quality. You get beeps and boops and dings and whomps. And thousands of dollars in savings. Everyone's a winner when you dare to compare with Bob's Discount Furniture. Shop in store or at mybobs.com to play now.
Odyssey celebrates National Hispanic Heritage Month, brought to you by T-Mobile. You can count on T-Mobile to help you stay connected on America's largest 5G network.
Trying to figure out what to eat for dinner yet again? With Norse sides and bouillon as your not-so-secret ingredient, you can skip the drive-thru and do dinner at home. Knorr Taste Combos provide a menu of delicious, affordable, and well-balanced meals that you can prepare in 30 minutes or less. Visit Knorr.com to get quick and easy recipe ideas for your home-cooked weeknight dinners. It's not fast food, but it's so good.
Hey, fantasy football owners. I'm Matt Harmon from Reception Perception, a podcast dedicated to the wide receivers. Are you as confident in your flex as you are in your wide receiver one? I didn't think so. So follow Reception Perception on the free Odyssey app or wherever you get your podcasts.